NC Highway 98. I know this landscape better than I know myself. These piney woods, these fields that by God ever were and ever shall be, corn, tobacco, peanuts, soybeans, and hollering from the billboards, John 3:16. In Sunday morning light, the countryside is decorous and spare. An algebra of ditch bank, furrow, crow, and steeple. Everywhere the four-square certitude of double-wides. No room for questions here, and I am nothing but. From my car radio box, cello suites pump like oxygen into a diving bell as Ford and Chevy pickups turn off the road into the gracious shade of pecan trees ringing the packed dirt churchyards. At 13, Pablo Casals rummaged in a used bookshop for scores and found his life, ran all the way home clutching the pages to his chest. Every day for 35 years, he played the sweets until he understood them. Now his bow dips and pulls, the music gathers and trembles like sap from a cut stem. Voicing its questions over and over, the cello cries out in the car, urging and tugging, lifting me by the roots of my hair toward I cannot imagine what home, what self.